Well, several civil society groups, including Crisis and Zimbabwe Coalition, are planning to lobby the African Union leadership and to present to them facts that Zimbabwe is not ready for credible elections, for democratic elections that are non-violent, and to request immediate action from the AU by way of pressing Zimbabwe to institute the necessary reforms. You remember that the AU is one of the guarantors of Zimbabwe's global political agreement, and as such should strongly push for Zimbabwe to have critical reforms ahead of any elections.
But what action can you realistically expect from the African Union that you haven't seen so far?
The first is at this stage to dispatch a monitoring team to Zimbabwe to investigate the various issues that are occurring and to investigate whether or not conditions are ripe for elections. So this the AU can do immediately and has not done so far. The second would be to put Zimbabwe on the Peace and Security Council agenda for discussion in terms of anticipating and preventing conflict or potential conflict around elections.
And understand that Zimbabwe is not on the AU agenda currently. So what does this say about where the AU sees Zimbabwe at present?
What is clear is that the Peace and Security Council and the Public Affairs Department of the AU are seized with continuous monitoring of various countries that are in elections and of dispatching monitors or observers closer to the elections. So we believe that it does not mean that Zimbabwe is completely off the radar of the AU, but that really the AU has deferred to SADC, and we believe SADC leaders are going to meet at the AU sidelines to discuss Zimbabwe. So really, as far as we are concerned, Zimbabwe is on the agenda and the AU radar is there. But what we want is increased focus and pressure to ensure that Zimbabwe does not do the wrong thing of going into elections without proper preparation.
So how do you intend to present your issues to the AU?
Our approach is at several levels. Firstly, we are meeting various officials from the Peace and Security Council as well as the AU Political Affairs Department. We are also participating in the Peace and Security Council meetings to lobby in those meetings. But also on Friday, 26 February, we shall hold a press conference in Addis at Sionat Hotel to present our views to the AU leadership. So these are the various forms that we are going to use to make our voice heard at the AU.